They've been doing, you know, J.J. Watt, you know, and Baldwin and those other guys, you know, they've been doing an outstanding job rushing the quarterback and creating some plays up front. So we have to just be good this weekend and discipline.
Best defense you think you'll face this year?
I don't know. I can't give them that crown yet. It's only week four, you know, so I'm not going to give them that crown. But I definitely say they're you know, a well-established team that plays very hard, you know, so we have to make sure we bring in our A game.
I know you got asked this already, but just your thoughts on the regular referees coming back and what it means for the players as well as the league.
It's going to be big, you know. Something like this has been waiting for us since the beginning of the season. You know, I think the replacement refs did everything that they could to make sure that the game continued on, but at the same time I think they were kind of stuck in a bad position because you can't learn everything. The experience that, you know, the regular refs had, you know, you can't learn that in 3-4 months, you know. So, you know, it's kind of unfortunate the rap that they had, but they did everything they could, and we're happy that the regular officials are back.
Did they let stuff come in? Did you guys get held more, push the hit down, feel more? Did they let more stuff come in? Receivers
were I'm just going to say that they called the game the way that they seen it. You know, they had their way of calling the game. You know, I think it was kind of more so was what they could handle at the time, you know. So it was definitely a different kind of game out there, you know, with the replacement refs. But, you know, here we are. We're back with their regular reps, you know, with the experience, and we'll be able to get some things back on track.
So you're glad to see them guys?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely glad to see them back out there, man. I don't think I've ever heard officials get applause, but I think they might get applause all over the league this weekend.
How about from the players? You guys give them a little ovation?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. From the ones that I know, I might have to go ahead and hug them like Torrey Smith said.
Hey, how many phone calls and texts did you take this week after the catch?
Oh, man, from between 35 and 40, I'm still receiving calls and texts about that catch. You know, I don't think this is ever going to end. I'm happy about it. I'm grateful that, you know, people are showing gratitude towards, you know, that hard work that I put in on Sunday. So it's kind of good. You know, hopefully I can give them something else to talk about.
Did you see that people can vote for the name of the play? Do you have a name for it yet?
No.
Calling it the Houdini. Some
really?
Escape.
I haven't seen anything about that. Nah, maybe you guys get back to me in a couple of days. I'll have a chance to sit down and think about something. I've looked at it a couple of times, yes. I still kind of get in the moment where I'm at all. You know, I don't know how I did that either. You know, it was just a situation where I was trying to make a play, man, and thankfully it just landed right in my hands perfectly. So thankful that I was able to make a play for that at this time.
It's kind of instinctive, not even thinking about it at the time.
No, definitely not thinking about doing that, you know, but it definitely happened, you know, so just grateful that it was me.